Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Israeli fighter jets have carried out a series of airstrikes on the Houthi-controlled port of Hodeidah in Yemen in an attack that Houthi state media said killed three people and injured dozens more. The Israeli military said it was responding to hundreds of Yemeni drones and missiles aimed at its territory. Paul Adams reports from Jerusalem.
It's the first time Israel has responded directly to Houthi drone and missile attacks aimed at its territory in recent months. Most have done very little damage, but a response of some kind was inevitable after a Yemeni drone exploded in the heart of Tel Aviv early on Friday morning, killing one civilian. Each side has threatened to retaliate. The Houthis, who are backed by Iran, say they'll keep up their attacks as long as the war in Gaza goes on, and that Tel Aviv will be their main target. Israel is warning that it won't hesitate to hit back.
The Lebanese armed group Hezbollah says it carried out a rocket attack on northern Israel on Saturday. It said it was responding to an Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon, which targeted a depot storing ammunition, likely injuring three people and causing rockets to explode. Donald Trump has told thousands of supporters at a Republican campaign rally in Michigan that he's sure he'll win the presidential election in November. Mr. Trump repeatedly mocked Joe Biden, saying the Democratic Party still did not know who its candidate would be in November due to concerns over the president's health. Mr. Trump also repeated a claim that, if elected, he would conduct what he called the largest deportation of illegal migrants in the history of the U.S.
With the right leadership, every disaster crooked Joe Biden has created can be fixed, and very, very quickly. Every problem can be solved. And every wrong can be rectified by this time next year. America's borders will be strong, sealed, and secure. Inflation will be in full retreat. Our economy will be roaring back. Optimism will be surging.
16 people were killed and 14 injured when a passenger bus collided head-on with a lorry in Bolivia. Two children were taken to hospital in a critical condition. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The two vehicles crashed near Bolivia's border with Chile. Bolivian police said the truck, which was en route from Chile, swerved into the opposite lane and hit the bus. They told local media that the truck had no license plate and was smuggling goods into Bolivia. Instead of helping the victims, police said the alleged smugglers burnt the contraband items, which delayed the arrival of the emergency services. More than 2,000 people die in road accidents every year in Bolivia, which has one of the highest traffic-related death rates in Latin America.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. At least 10 more people have been killed in clashes in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, despite the imposition of a nationwide curfew to try to quell anti-government unrest. Ambarasana Tirajan reports.
Bangladesh witnessed further violence despite the curfew and the deployment of soldiers. The curfew has now been extended till 3 p.m. on Sunday, and the government has declared Sunday and Monday to be public holidays across the country. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has also ordered all offices and businesses, except for those providing essential services, to remain closed. More than 110 people have been killed in the past 5 days. The demonstrations were triggered by the reintroduction of an unpopular system of quotas for civil service jobs. Critics say the system only favours families loyal to Ms. Hasina.
Microsoft has said it estimates that 8.5 million machines running its Windows software were hit by Friday's massive global IT meltdown. The numbers would make it probably the biggest ever cyber event, eclipsing all previous hacks and outages. The meltdown was caused by a corrupted software update from a cybersecurity firm, which affected devices around the world. Mudslides and flash floods caused by a week of heavy rain across China have killed at least 20 people and left dozens missing. State media said rescuers recovered at least 8 bodies and were still looking for 30 people missing in the southwestern province of Sichuan after a violent thunderstorm caused flash flooding. The authorities in northeastern Canada say a wildfire that forced the evacuation of almost 10,000 people last week is now under control. The premier of the provinces of Newfoundland and Labrador told reporters that key workers based in Labrador City and Wabush could begin to return home immediately, with other residents following on Monday. BBC News.